Okay, so you sent us this article, and it's about an AI system that was actually used in Italy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, during the peak of COVID
Okay,
to
yeah.
help radiologists assess lung damage in patients.
Wow, that's fascinating.
And it's really interesting stuff.
It is. It really shows how AI is like actually moving from theory to practice, especially in these, critical situations like a pandemic. What's really interesting is that this AI is called BSNet. It was used in Brescia, Italy, when hospitals were completely overwhelmed.
And our article actually talks about how radiologists were under immense pressure to make really fast decisions.
Yeah.
It sounds like they really needed all the help they could get.
Totally. And that's exactly where BSNet came in. It wasn't meant to replace radiologists, but to give them like a second opinion on how bad the lung damage was that they could see in the chest x-rays.
So it's like having another set of eyes, but AI-powered eyes
Exactly.
looking at the x-rays. So like, how does this AI actually work? What's going on like behind the scenes?
So they use something called the Brixia score, which is it quantifies how severe the lung damage is. So imagine they divide the lung image into six regions, and each one gets a severity rating. And like zero means no abnormalities, and a three means like severe lung compromise.
So it's a standardized way of kind of measuring the damage.
Yeah, exactly. It's a scale. But so then the question is, how does the AI like generate the score? That's where deep learning comes in. So the AI has been trained on all these chest x-rays, tons of them, and it learns to recognize the patterns and features that like go with different levels of damage.
So by analyzing a new x-ray, it can compare it to
Yeah.
what it's already seen and be like, okay, this is a two or this is a three or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
But how do radiologists know they can trust the AI
Oh, that's a great question.
if it's just spitting out a number? Like,
Yeah.
how do they know?
So that's something the developers actually thought about. And along with that Brixia score, they also programmed the AI to give confidence values. And those values basically tell the radiologist how sure the AI is about its assessment.
So like a high confidence value means it's pretty sure.
Right.
A low one means maybe not so much.
Exactly. And then that way the radiologist can kind of take it with a grain of salt if the confidence value is low. But there's even another layer of transparency. It's called explainability maps.
Explainability maps. Okay, now that sounds interesting. Tell me more.
So imagine this. In addition to giving the score, the AI actually highlights the areas of the X-ray that were like the most important for its decision. So it's kind of like the AI is showing its work. Like, here's what I saw.
So they can actually see what the AI is like focusing on. And I would think that would really help.
But it builds trust, especially in a high-pressure situation.
Totally.
So transparency is like super important when AI is involved in these healthcare decisions.
Absolutely.
And that's just one of the things they looked at in this big assessment of BSNet.
All right. The
Yeah.
article talked about a Z inspection.
Yes.
That sounds pretty intense. Like, what
Yeah.
did that involve?
So it was a team of over 50 experts from all sorts of fields: ethics, healthcare, the law, social sciences, technology. And their mission was to like really dive deep into BSNet and figure out, is it trustworthy?
So they weren't just looking at the tech stuff.
No, they went way beyond that. They wanted to know how it would impact like data privacy, patient outcomes, how the radiologists would make their decisions. It was a really thorough examination.
So what were some of the big questions that they were trying to answer?
Well, first of all, they were really interested in, did BSNet actually help patients? Did it lead to better outcomes? Were diagnoses faster? Were treatment plans more effective?
Because it's one thing to have an AI that can generate a score,
Right.
but it's another thing to show that it makes a difference for the patient,
Exactly.
like in the real world.
Totally, yeah. And to really answer that question, they figured out that they would need a clinical trial where they compared like just AI, just the radiologist, or the AI plus the
So
radiologist.
they have to like test it out in a very controlled environment to see how it actually does.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a very
It's very rigorous.
rigorous.
Yeah. But especially when you're dealing with healthcare, you have to have that level of rigor. And remember, this was all happening,
During the pandemic.
when speed was so important.
So they're trying to roll out this potentially life-saving tool.
Exactly.
But also, like, be as careful as possible.
Yeah. It was a tough balancing act for sure.
Yeah.
And the Z inspection team, they didn't shy away from talking about that tension between speed and rigor. They acknowledged that you need fast solutions in a crisis, but you can't forget about ethics and careful evaluation.
So they were trying to find that balance.
Yeah, that sweet spot.
Where innovation can move forward quickly, but without compromising patient safety and ethical standards.
Exactly.
It's interesting to see how those two priorities were kind of playing out in this project.
They were intertwined, yeah.
And the Z inspection didn't stop there, did they?
No, they didn't.
They also started asking some really interesting questions about bias in AI, which is something I've been hearing more about.
Yeah, it's a hot topic.
So what were their main concerns about that?
Well, one of the things they focused on was the data that was used to train the AI.
Okay.
And they wanted to know, is this data representative of all the different types of patients the AI would be used on?
Yeah, because if it's only trained on data from one specific group of people, then it might not be as accurate when it's used on
It might not generalize.
Other people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They also looked into the labeling process.
Okay.
Because remember, the Brixia score, that's something humans came up with.
Right.
So the way those scores are assigned, that can introduce bias too.
So even if the AI itself isn't biased, the data it's trained on might reflect the biases of the people who labeled it.
It inherits our biases.
Yeah.
If we're not careful.
It's like AI is a tool made by humans.
Yeah.
And so
it can have our flaws.
It can. Wow. It seems like the Z inspection team was trying to, like, leave no stone unturned.
They were very thorough.
Like, they were looking at the technical aspects, the data, the potential for bias, even the ethical implications of using this tech in healthcare.
They covered it all.
Yeah.
Their work is super valuable for anyone developing or using AI responsibly and ethically.
Especially in healthcare.
Especially in healthcare.
Wow. This deep dive is already.
You know, right?
Uncovering so much. I'm really curious to hear more about their findings when it comes to the AI's performance and how it actually impacted patient care.
Yeah, we'll get into those details in the next part of our deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that really stood out to me in the Z inspection was how many different perspectives they had.
Yeah.
Like having ethicists and legal experts and social scientists, you know, working with the tech people.
Right.
It really made the assessment so much broader.
I can see how that would be so important. It's not just, does the AI work? It's how does it affect real people?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the healthcare people who were involved.
Yeah.
They really brought that real world perspective.
Yeah.
They were focused on how BSNet would actually work in a busy hospital.
That's something I hadn't really thought about. It's one thing to build this cool AI system.
Right.
But it's another to actually make it work in a real hospital.
Yeah. They were asking things like, how will this change communication between radiologists and other doctors? Will it make things faster or will it slow things down?
Yeah.
And most importantly, will it actually make things better for patients?
So they were really thinking about the people who would actually be using it.
Yeah, the end users.
The doctors and the patients.
Exactly.
It seems like they were really concerned about making sure the AI was helping human experts.
Yeah, complementing them.
Not replacing them.
Right, not replacing them. And they even brought up this concern that the Brixia score.
Yeah.
While it's useful, you know, for summarizing lung damage, it might oversimplify things.
How could a score be a problem? I mean, it seems helpful to have a number.
Well, imagine a radiologist sees a really high score and they just focus on that.
Okay.
And they miss other subtle details in the X-ray.
Right.
That might be important for the patient's overall health.
So it's like relying too much on one piece of information.
Yeah, without looking at the whole picture.
And not thinking critically.
Exactly. And they also talked about this thing called automation bias.
Oh, what's that?
It's this tendency to trust automated systems too much.
Okay.
Even when they might be wrong.
Oh, I can see how that would be a problem, especially in an emergency room.
Right, where every second counts.
Yeah.
So if a radiologist sees a high score from the AI, they might not question it, even if something seems off.
So again, it's like a reminder that AI is just a tool.
Yeah, a tool.
And it's up to humans to use it wisely.
Right, we have to be critical thinkers.
It's not about blindly trusting the AI. It's about using it to help make better decisions.
Yeah, to inform those decisions.
For the patients.
Exactly.
And that brings up a whole other set of issues.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Like responsibility and liability.
All right.
Like if something goes wrong, who's to blame?
Exactly. Like if a doctor follows the AI's advice and it turns out to be wrong, who's at fault?
Right.
The doctor. The person who made the AI. the hospital?
That's a really complicated question.
Yeah, it's a big legal and ethical mess.
Yeah. Did the Z inspection team have any ideas about how to handle this?
Well, they said that we need clear rules and guidelines for using AI in healthcare.
Okay.
They stressed that it's important to know who's responsible for what and to have ways to deal with mistakes.
Yeah.
And of course, patient safety always has to come first.
So it's not just about building the technology, it's about building a whole system around it.
A framework.
Yeah.
To make sure it's used responsibly and ethically.
Right. And all of this was happening during a pandemic.
Yeah, don't forget.
When everything was so urgent.
Right.
Did the Z inspection team talk about how that urgency might have affected things?
Oh, definitely. They knew that the pandemic made things really tough.
Right.
And that sometimes you have to compromise when you're trying to find solutions quickly.
Yeah.
But they also said that we can't let a crisis make us forget about ethics or patient safety.
It's like walking a tightrope.
A very delicate balance
yeah.
between speed and responsibility.
You need to move fast, but you can't cut corners, especially when people's lives are at stake.
Right. And one of the concerns that came up was how specific the Brixia score is.
Okay.
Because remember, it just measures lung damage.
Yeah.
But lung damage can be caused by all sorts of things, not just COVID.
Oh, right. So a high score doesn't automatically mean the patient has COVID.
Exactly.
It just means their lungs are damaged.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
And that's where the doctor's expertise comes in.
Exactly. The AI can't tell you the cause. It could just tell you there's damage.
Right. So again, it's not about replacing doctors.
Right.
It's about giving them more information.
Yeah, supporting their decision making.
It's that balance again.
It always comes back to that.
AI and human expertise working together.
Yeah, finding that sweet spot.
It seems like the Z inspection team wasn't just evaluating this one AI system.
Right.
They were thinking about the whole future of healthcare.
They were. They were asking those big questions.
Yeah.
And their findings are really useful for anyone who's trying to figure out how to navigate all of this. This new world of AI and healthcare.
Yeah. I'm really interested to hear more about the technical stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did they look at how the AI was actually making its decisions?
Oh, they did. They looked at this whole black box problem in AI.
Oh, I've heard of that. It's like, we don't really know how AI works.
Right. It's a mismatch.
We put data in, we get answers out, but what happens in between?
Who knows? It's like magic.
And that can be kind of scary.
Yeah, especially in healthcare.
When you're dealing with people's lives.
Right. You want to know why the AI is making the decisions it's making?
Were they worried about that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And they looked at how BSNet tried to address this.
Okay.
Remember those explainability maps?
Oh, right. The ones that highlight parts of the X-ray.
Exactly. The people who made BSNet, they put those maps in so that you could kind of see the AI's reasoning.
So you can see what it's focusing on?
Yeah, like it's trying to explain itself.
That seems helpful.
It is. It builds trust.
But how effective is that? Can we really understand what's going on inside the AI's brain?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it's something that AI people are still debating.
Okay.
Explainability is a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
But we're still figuring out how to interpret what the AI is telling us.
So it's not a perfect solution.
No, it's not perfect.
Yeah.
And we can't just assume that because the AI highlights something, that's the only thing it's looking at.
Right. There might be other factors.
Things
like AI is still in its early stages.
It's a baby.
Yeah.
We're still learning how to talk to it.
And how to understand what it's saying.
Right. It's a whole new language.
Yeah. So what else did they look at?
Well, they also looked at the data that was used to train the AI.
Okay.
Because the quality of the data is super important.
Yeah, garbage in, garbage out, right.
Exactly.
What kind of concerns did they have about the data for BSNet?
Well, first of all, it was a relatively small data set.
Okay.
Only about 5,000 images.
And is that like a lot or a little?
It might seem like a lot.
Yeah.
But it might not be enough to capture all the different variations you see in lung damage.
So the AI might be really good at recognizing what it seemed before,
yeah,
but not so good at dealing with something new.
Exactly. And another concern was that all the data came from one hospital in Italy.
Okay.
So they were worried about whether the AI would work as well for people from different backgrounds.
Right. Different demographics, different healthcare systems.
Yeah.
Different like strains of the virus even.
Right. Exactly. So they said we need more diverse data.
Yeah.
If we want AI to be a truly global health tool.
It needs to be trained on data that reflects the whole world.
Exactly.
Wow.
And it's not just about the data itself.
Yeah.
They also looked at how the data was labeled.
Right. Because the Brixia score.
Yeah.
That's a human judgment.
It is. So if different radiologists score things differently.
Okay.
That's going to affect the AI's training.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And in this case, most of the images were labeled by just one radiologist.
Oh.
Okay. So they recommended getting multiple opinions to make the data more reliable and objective.
So it seems like there are a lot of things to think about when you're training AI for healthcare.
A lot of potential pitfalls.
Yeah.
You can't just throw data at it and hope for the best.
You need to be really careful about the data, the labels, and even how those labels might reflect human biases.
It's all connected.
It is. It's complex.
And the assessment really highlights the need for transparency and rigor.
Yeah.
Every step of the way.
Especially in healthcare.
Absolutely.
I'm glad they went into all of this detail.
It's important stuff.
It helps us understand the limitations of AI.
And the potential.
Yeah. And it reminds us that AI is still just a tool.
Yeah.
It's up to humans to use it responsibly.
To wield it wisely.
Yeah.
In a way that helps patients.
Exactly. So what did the Z inspection team ultimately say about how well BSNet worked? And did it actually help patients?
Let's explore those findings in the next part of our deep dive.
So we've talked about how they developed this BSNet system and this really intense Z inspection that came after.
Yeah, super thorough.
What was like the final verdict? Did using this AI actually make a difference for patients?
Well, that's the big question, right?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's no easy answer. The Z inspection didn't like definitively say yes or no on whether it actually improved patient outcomes.
How come? I thought the whole point of using AI in healthcare was to help patients.
Yeah, it is.
So why couldn't they tell?
Well, the Z inspection team said that you would really need a clinical trial.
Okay.
To figure out how BSNet impacted patient care.
So they'd need to compare different groups.
Right. Some using the AI, some not.
Yeah.
And see if there's a real difference in like recovery time or how well the treatments worked.
That makes sense. But doing that during a pandemic.
Oh, it'd be so hard.
Yeah.
Especially because ethically, you don't want to withhold something that could be helpful.
Right, right. So even without the trial, did the Z inspection at least tell us anything about how BSNet was actually used?
Yeah, they did. They watched how radiologists were using the AI in their work.
Okay.
And it seemed like they mostly used it as like a support tool.
Not like a replacement.
Right. They weren't just doing whatever the AI said.
They were still thinking for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. They look at the Brixia score, the explainability maps,
yeah,
all of that. And they use that info along with their own knowledge and the patient's whole situation.
So it was more of a collaboration.
Yeah, a team effort.
The AI and the radiologist working together.
Exactly. And that's a key takeaway from all of this. AI in healthcare is best when it works with human skills, not instead of them.
It's like what we were saying before. AI is great for analyzing data, seeing patterns.
Yeah.
But it can't replace a human doctor's understanding and empathy.
Right. The human touch is still so important.
And this has big implications for how we train doctors and nurses in the future.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, how so?
Well, if we're going to have AI and humans working side by side,
yeah,
we need to teach healthcare professionals how to use these tools the right way.
Right. It's not enough to just say, here's the AI, use it. They need to understand how it works.
Yeah, what it's good at, what it's bad at.
Yeah.
And how to know if they should trust what it's saying.
To be critical thinkers.
Yes. To be partners with the AI, not just users.
It's a whole new way of thinking about healthcare education.
It is. And it goes beyond just education. It could change the whole healthcare system.
Oh, wow. Like how?
Well, think about all the things AI could do automatically.
Okay.
Analyzing images, lab results, scheduling appointments.
Okay.
Even like basic patient education.
So it could handle all the routine stuff that takes up so much time.
Exactly. That would free up doctors and nurses to focus on what they're really good at.
Like what?
The human side of things.
Yeah.
Empathy, compassion, making tough decisions, having those important conversations with patients.
Right. The things that AI can't do.
Exactly.
That's amazing. It's like AI could help us make healthcare more human again.
That's a great way to put it.
By letting doctors and nurses spend more time connecting with their patients.
Yeah. Building those relationships.
It's an exciting idea.
It is.
But it also makes me wonder about jobs in healthcare.
Oh, yeah. What about them?
If AI is doing so much, will there be fewer jobs for doctors and nurses?
That's a worry a lot of people have.
Yeah.
And it's something we need to think about carefully. But I don't think AI will completely replace healthcare workers.
Really? Why not? I mean, it seems like AI is getting so good at like diagnosing illnesses,
yeah,
prescribing treatments, even doing surgery in some cases.
That's true.
So why won't it just take over?
Because healthcare is about so much more than just data.
Yeah.
It's about understanding how the body works, picking up on subtle signs that might not show up in a scan.
Oh, okay.
And providing care that's tailored to each patient.
It's about the person, not just the data.
Exactly. That takes judgment, empathy, creativity.
Yeah.
Things AI can't really do.
Right. So maybe AI won't replace dogs.
Yeah.
It'll just change them.
Right. We might see new jobs, like people who specialize in working with AI in healthcare.
Like AI specialists.
Yeah.
Well, who help doctors and nurses understand the AI's insights.
And make sure it's being used the right way.
It's amazing how this one AI system.
I know, right.
Meant to help with lung damage.
Yeah.
Has made us think about the whole future of healthcare.
It's really made us step back and look at the big picture.
It's made us realize that AI isn't just the tech thing.
Right.
It's a catalyst for change.
Yeah, shaking things
up. Making us rethink everything.
How we provide healthcare, how we train people, how we make sure technology actually helps patients.
This has been such an insightful deep dive.
I agree.
It's given me a lot to think about as we enter this new world of AI and healthcare.
And as you continue to explore these issues,
yeah.
Keep in mind, this is just the start of the conversation.
Yeah.
AI is always evolving, yeah. And it's up to all of us. Patients, doctors, researchers, policymakers, to make sure AI is used for good.
Well said. This deep dive has really been eye-opening, and it leaves me feeling both excited and a little cautious about the potential of AI in healthcare. It's clear this technology has the power to completely change how we diagnose and treat diseases, but we have to make sure we're using it responsibly, ethically, and always with the patient's well-being as our top priority. What are your final thoughts on this deep dive? This exploration has raised so many questions and possibilities. We encourage you to keep learning and thinking critically about how AI is shaping the future of healthcare. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.